Do you like movies, comic books, science fiction, and more? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. You can find us at therebelradiopodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. A new episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. This is Mark.
This is Matt.
This is Long, your shagadelic spy, baby.
The international man of mystery, Long Tran. Yes. Yes,
sir.
I don't know about mystery, but... It might be international. Oh, man. What a week. Anyway. And now an evening, as we normally almost started an hour before this, but things don't always work the way they want when you have children. And so, yeah. I had an overly tired four-year-old who's being quite rotten. What's so strange is she's been really good all evening. All of a sudden, it's time to do the show. She wants to act cray-cray. But, you know, women are kind of
that's
crazy.
That's how it was for me, too, a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, right now, your camera is frozen on my screen, Matt. You look like you're fixing to suck a dick. I mean, that's just what it looks like on the screen.
No, it's your connection, Mark.
Yeah, dude. Matt's connection's
pretty good.
Your camera's blurry right now.
Like, yeah.
You look like, like whenever they used to show, like, camcorder footage in the 90s. But it kind of looks like that's okay. I know you've got some wishful thinking over there. It's all right. You watched this movie. It got you all randy. And
no, this movie did nothing of the sorts for me.
Not that bad.
It is. It's bad. It's Matt's birthday.
It's bad, but in general, it's pretty good. So
yeah,
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, it's Matt's birthday weekend, so he got to pick the feature film today. God help us all, and you know, that's all I'll say about that.
No, God help you.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the movie.
My first birthday pick where I picked something that wasn't a box office flop. This one actually made a lot of money, a lot, like multiply the budget times 10 a lot.
Well, good for it. It just shows you the people's taste in 1999 were, I don't know.
Swinging? It was swinging.
No. But happy birthday to you. Hopefully.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You have a good day tomorrow and maybe have some sex and you'll feel better. So,
I mean,
hey, when you get to our age, that's what you can wish for your birthday if you're married at least. You
know? Yeah. Matt, I'll be there in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit? That's awesome.
I'll be watching.
Picture it happen.
Crazy.
So as a tradition that we started a couple years ago, is a birthday person gets to pick their movie, and sometimes with Matt, it's a bit sufferable, but you know, we'll forgive him for his. And anyway, but how has y'all's week been? I've been sick kids, a little sick myself. I mean, I don't know. I just haven't felt like great, but you know.
Yeah, I was hoping for my off days. Yeah. For me, it was work was crazy.
Definitely looking forward to not really having to do anything this weekend. I have to venture out, though, and find my oldest is playing football. And on game days, they want them to wear a nice shirt and a tie to school to represent the school. So I have to go find him a children's tie and shirt. I'm guessing Walmart's probably the best place for it. You know?
Oh yeah.
So even though I dread Walmart on the weekends, I'm going to try to get up tomorrow and get out there by 10:30. So it's not hopefully too bad if I can get out in the morning and do it. So, you know, I don't mind Walmart as a store, but man, if you have to admit, you go there on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, it's like screw this shit. You know, it's just too many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't like it enough to do that. So hopefully I can find something for him to wear. So we'll see. But otherwise, you know, it was a week. We got some rain coming next week here in Houston, some big storms again. That seems like that's been a normal thing all year. Every couple of weeks, we seem like we have these gigantic storms that just unleash holy hell on our city. So, you know.
We're almost out of hurricane season. See the light through the tunnel.
It can run all the way to what, like mid October?
Where does it go to?
It's like mid October.
Mid October is when I'll breathe easy.
Man, yeah. I was hoping it was like end of September.
No. Because I know for a fact, because like in 2008, Hurricane Ike was like late September, like real late. Because remember that store that I worked at, they ended up closing it a couple weeks later after the hurricane. And that store officially closed on October 13th. So I know Ike was very late. So it can happen still. So, but knock on wood, we don't want any of those. You know, not that we want anyone to have them, but Louisiana, you can have them. I mean, that's just...
Yeah,
y'all go on there. Yeah, but yeah. So let's get into the show then, I guess, since we're getting a late start. Download this where we tell people what we watched, streamed, played this week, or checked out. I've kind of slacked off on this category this week. I did finish the first season of Titans. Really good. Nice twist, surprise at the end of the first season. And then I started the second season, only the first episode. And, man, I've talked about a couple weeks ago. I'll reiterate, though, this show's way better than you expect it to be. And if you're any kind of fan of the Teen Titans or those comic books, I highly recommend checking out HBO Max. I mean, it's definitely worth the watch. It's very surprising to me how well done it is. I was like, wow, this is actually some really great shit. And it's pretty good. So I watched some of that, and that's really about all I've watched this week. I've been meaning to try to watch some stuff. Like ever since I redid my Paramount Plus, I really want to sit down and watch Quiet Place Part 2. Just haven't had a chance to yet. So, and then I watched the movie that we're talking about today. So
nice.
You'll start laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
I finished up, caught up with the Final Fantasy 14 online story.
Nice.
And man, what a great ending so far. And it's leading into the new expansion story coming in November. And looking forward to that. And I'm just leveling my paladin, my tank, and healer.
Nice.
To go with my damage dealers. So, but other than that, that's how I spent my free time.
Gaming.
Well, before Matt gets into it, you know, I find myself in this COVID era of flipping through my streaming stuff and going, yeah, I don't want to get involved in that, or I don't want to get involved in that. Or, yeah, that movie looks okay, but do I really want to watch it? I find myself doing that even more now than I did pre-pandemic, if that makes sense, you know? Because it's like, it feels like maybe the quality has lacked some on some things. And it's just like, you don't know if these shows are going to get more than a season or two, so do you want to commit to them? Does that kind of make sense, you know? And,
yeah.
I did discover, I didn't realize how much of the Fox stuff that we're waiting for to come to Disney Plus is actually on Hulu. Like, I didn't know that all the X-Files is on there, and I've always been a huge X-Files fan. And I was kind of doing an X-Files rewatch back when it was on Netflix, and it disappeared. I had no idea it was on Hulu. So that was an interesting find. I just didn't know that.
The X-Files?
Yeah. Oh, I was a big X-Files fan. So, yeah.
Same.
I love that show.
I watched it through with Robert Patrick joining the cast, too.
Yeah, well, you basically almost watched it to the end then, of the initial run. And I actually grabbed on Vudu this past week. They were doing some deals, and they had the movies are actually very hard to find on Blu-ray because they're out of print. but they had the digital copies of both the X-Files movies for $10. So I grabbed them because there's really no other way to buy them unless you want to pay ridiculous prices for the Blu-rays. So,
yeah.
So Matt, what did you watch this week?
Yeah. I was behind on What If, so I went and I got caught up watched the Doctor Strange one, the alternate timeline for Doctor Strange, and the Zombie Avengers timeline. That one was neat. I didn't think it was as good as some of these people are raving about. Some people are like, oh, they should make this into a movie. And I'm like, well, it's not bad. You know, it was interesting, but I don't know if it's, you know, that caliber, but you know, it's definitely interesting and well done. So, you know, continue to watch it, see where it goes next week. It was not bad. I wanted to complete the trilogy, of Austin Powers. So I watched the first one and the third one, this week, went ahead and just watched the trifecta and downloaded, Paramount Plus. So kids wanted to watch the Paw Patrol movie and SpongeBob. And thought it was funny that Keanu Reeves was a friggin' tumbleweed in SpongeBob. That was funny. And Snoop Dogg is just kind of like you said, Mark, he just kind of pops up there and sings.
I know, it's like,
and
what?
Stuff, and just like, what's this guy doing here? I went to AMC, and not AMC, Tinseltown, and took my oldest, and we watched Free Guy. Not bad. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but it definitely has some good parts in it. I think Ryan Reynolds is funny in it. I think the concept is good. Decent movie. Watch that. And that was pretty much it for my week.
Cool, cool.
Mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think part of, like, now that school started, heck, I don't really get home sometimes so by picking them all up till 5, so it's harder to find as much time to watch some stuff during the week, but I'll try to get on it. As tradition, you know, we pick our birthday movie, and so Matt chose Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm going to try to be nice. It's not as bad as watching Roadhouse. I'll say that. Or The Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero?
At least it has Heather Graham looking mighty hot in it. Matt, I'm going to give you a minute to summarize this. Please don't tell us the whole fucking plot of the movie because it's stupid as hell. Just give it a quick summary.
Okay. I like how you're like, I'm going to try and be as nice as possible, but the plot is stupid as hell.
It is, but anyway.
So it's fresh off the first one. We take off when, you know, Austin Powers is celebrating his marriage and everything's doing great. So he thought Dr. Evil comes back again, and Dr. Evil steals Austin Powers' mojo. And so in order to be able to get it up again, basically, and to shag once more, Austin Powers must go into the past and defeat Dr. Evil again as he tries to hold the world ransom with his Death Star. And he meets Heather Graham and teams up. There's a mini-me, and Austin Powers has to find a way to save the world and Heather Graham at the same time and defeat Fat Bastard. And he does it. He does it by going back in time, and then there's two of them, and then they have like some kind of, you know, merry-go-round shag at the end. And it's great. It's swinging fun. Tons of references throughout, and we'll get to that. This movie is... You're not the only one that doesn't like this movie. Mark Daniel Craig shares your frustrations with this movie. He blames it for taking the 007 franchise down a notch.
Okay, well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I saw the first one, and I enjoyed it. I remember seeing this one and not hating it at the time, just like, okay. And I remember seeing the third one, and I thought the third one was pretty funny. But I have not probably watched this one in 20 years. And watching it this week, you, man, I see the flaws in it big time. It's not as good as the first one. Maybe not as good as the third one. It seems like the third one, they came back around to try to make it a little more funny like the first one.
More original.
Yeah. This one feels like a bunch of scenes they shot each at a time, then put it together in this movie with this very thin plot. I totally understand it's a satire,
spoof.
You know, a spoof. Yeah. So I know the plot's not going to be nothing spectacular. That's going to be fairly simple, but it's just like, the movie feels like it's hanging on by a hinge with a bunch of little jokes thrown in. And there's so many, my biggest thing is there's so many recycled jokes in this movie. Like, they use the same jokes over and over again quite often. And I'm just like, I just didn't laugh watching it this time. And I remember laughing at it, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. But this time I just watched it this week and I'm like, I see the stupidity in it. That's just what I saw in it. I'm like, God, this isn't very good. Especially, I really feel they overdo the Dr. Evil stuff in this big time. Like, the whole thing with him and his son, it's like, it's funny the first scene. Then when the same scene is played later on in the movie, it's just like, it's just not as funny. You know, that was my initial problems with it. But Mike Myers is great in it. You know, he's fantastic, yeah, pulling off all the different roles. Heather Graham is sexy as hell as Felicity Shagwell. So there's bright spots in the movie, but like, I get why you like this movie, Matt. I mean, just knowing you all the years I have, you like stupid shit.
Yes. Random, crazy, stupid, funny, you know, it's like, that's me in a nutshell, you know?
But, yeah.
I just feel like, you know, there were so many, and I could have picked the first one. I could have picked the third. You know, I was talking along before we started the show, and I was like, man, I just feel like this one has like the most movie references. I mean, they reference Planet of the Apes, Star Wars, a bunch of James Bond flicks, of course.
Well, and that's the thing. They go and way
time travel.
It feels like the first one, yeah, when I saw it, I knew it was a Bond spoof, but I didn't feel like it was trying overly hard. This one feels like it tries really hard to get all the jokes, yeah, in the spoofs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they do. They do try really hard. I didn't know how well the first one would translate. You know, I felt like it was definitely the second or the third film that I would pick. I tell along. I was like, I like how the third film starts out, and it does look more modern. This one and the first one look like a 90s movie. and the third one is a little bit more contemporary, I guess, would probably translate well contemporary wise. But, you know, it had success, led to another sequel.
It had an interesting
with Phantom Menace.
It had an interesting Phantom teaser Menace trailer where it told people, if you go see one movie this year, go see Star Wars. And that was bizarre because most movies aren't going to market another film. You know, it'd tell you to go see, yeah, Star Wars. So that was kind of funny.
And if I remember you see when a second that came movie, out in theaters. See Austin Powers.
I do like Rob Lowe played the younger number two. That's pretty funny, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Tim Robbins.
There's a lot of disturbing shit in this movie too.
Oh yeah.
Tim Robbins.
Humor.
There's a lot of really bizarre, yeah, disturbing stuff in this film though, like Felicity Shagwell doing the do with Fat Bastard. That's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil's love scene is absolutely disgusting. I mean, Austin drinking shit water is absolutely disgusting. I mean, there's some really gross stuff in this movie. Shit. It's a bit nothing. I'm like, yeah, that's... Like, I remember laughing legitimately at the drinking the poop scene when I first saw this movie. When I watch it now, I'm like, that's really gross. You know, it's like, I guess my, yeah, humor is not at that same level as it was 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, that's really disgusting. You Gross.
I also picked it because you get Elizabeth Hurley in it too at the beginning, at least too.
Well, for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But this movie saved
that.
Yeah, this movie saved Heather Graham's career. She was thinking about making a porn film whenever she got this role.
Really?
You know? Yes. Isn't that bizarre to think?
I didn't see that.
She had some mild success coming off of Boogie Nights, but she was having trouble getting movie roles because everyone wanted her to play a part similar to what she played in Boogie Nights. So she was seriously considering, you know what, I'm just going to go make porn. And she almost had a contract to go make a film and all this stuff when she got the role in Austin Powers. So this movie kind of saved her from going into a life of porn. Interesting side fact.
Dang.
So Long, what are your thoughts on Austin Powers?
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it in general. Huh?
Yeah,
you've been quiet. I was just saying, you've been quiet over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I kind of wish Matt went with Waterboy.
I'm glad I'll be honest. I'm glad he picked this instead of Waterboy. I hate Waterboy.
Waterboy had some pretty original jokes in there.
I might have vetoed that movie.
Captain and Thanos showed no mercy.
But anyways, I mean, you guys have pretty much said what I was going to say anyways. I mean, it's a spy spoof, and it pretty much, I mean, yeah, it's repetitive, but they kind of put little twists on the jokes that you were expecting. I do like the shadow play in this movie when they were in the tent. That's funny scene. And then they kind of took it another step further in Goldmember. Yeah. And what was it? You know, I was thinking about it, but I don't know. Maybe you should have picked Goldmember.
Maybe.
I
do like Michael Caine in that movie.
Well, I'm a little surprised. That was pretty funny. Well, there's a lot of penis jokes in that movie, so I'm surprised Matt didn't pick it.
This is true. This has the biggest penis joke. Yeah, the other one's a little penis joke. It's like, you know.
Yeah, we get it, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways, I don't know. It's a comedy. You laugh. And if I laughed, then it's good.
I like the Jerry Springer stuff. Whenever
that's hilarious.
The Ku Klux Klan member stands up, "What kind of disgusting man are you?" or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like fighting Jerry Springer.
Dr. Evil launches at him.
Yeah. He's like, no one talks to my son that way.
Right. Let's see. What else is a funny moment?
The Spy Who Loved Me spoofs with the instead of, what is it? Is it Pussy Galore? That's or is that from Octopussy?
No,
Pussy
Galore. Where he
Pussy Galore is one of the Connery films.
Yeah,
I forget what her character was in Spy Who Loved Me, but you know,
that club scene where he uses that chick as a body shield.
Oh yeah,
you know. She's still alive after all that. So she gets stabbed, and then she gets shot at, and then she gets bazooka'd.
Bazooka'd with a rocket. I thought she was going to be a man, like in Thunderball. And they spoofed Thunderball in the first one. That's not a woman. That's a man, baby. So he's going to pull off her wig.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But... yeah, man, this film spoofs three Bond films. Knick Knack is who Mini Me is based off of, from Man with the Golden Gun. Not a very good Bond film. I think it's like one of the worst Bond films, but still a cool weapon in there. Still some cool stuff. And,
A View to Kill, I think.
Yep. A View to Kill. Her Majesty's Secret Service. The Vanessa's hand whenever he pulls Vanessa's hand from the rubble, you know, it's a reference to Her Majesty's Secret Service. And then they go back in 1969, yeah, which is when Her Majesty's Secret Service came out. They make a small nod to Casino Royale as he's coming through the hotel in the beginning when he's dancing naked through the hotel. There's a sign that points Casino Royale and it goes points to the lobby. Just a little nod. But it's mainly Spy Who Loved Me, of course, and Moonraker.
Yeah.
You've got the submarine car and the volcano lair.
I do like Seth Green in the movie. I think he's legitimately funny in the movie, and the way he's always calling Dr. Evil out, like, I think that's funny. He's like, "You're stupid, man. Why don't you just shoot him right now? I'll help you kill him." You know? Then yeah. He's like, he goes, "Okay, Darth."
Yeah.
And he's actually, he's right.
Star.
He's right the entire time. His dad is so stupid, he doesn't figure out that he's right. that's pretty funny. And if what I understand,
Alan Parsons project.
Yes.
And yeah, apparently that's Seth.
That's a funny scene.
Seth ad-libbed a lot of stuff too, apparently, you know, just came up with stuff. And, you know, but I know Mike Myers does too. He does a lot of ad-libbing. So I do like Seth in the movie. So he's legitimately pretty funny.
That was funny. He's like, the Alan Parsons Project was a progressive rock group in the 1980s.
He's like, what does he tell
him? Operation Wang Chun.
He tells himself, like, do you want to be the one that comes and takes over the world? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just dysfunctional family.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Vernon Troy, man, who, rest in peace, who plays Mini-Me. And he's legitimately, he's pretty good in the movies. He tries to bite people. And he's like, we need to talk about Mini-Me. He's a biter. And he's like, what do you mean? He bites people. He's like this little animal baby, and then Fat Bastard, of course, trying to eat him the entire time, which is really weird. And what a disgusting weird character thing that they came up with that.
Ugh. For real.
Yeah, that's just.
And then he loses weight in the third one.
It's so bizarre. Oh, yeah, and his skin's all flabbing. Oh, that's, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Right.
And slimy, yeah. Oh, yeah, wrinkly. He's like, my neck look like a vagina. And it's just hanging.
Oh.
He's got all the extra skin.
That's in Goldmember, right?
In Goldmember. In the sequel to this one.
So disturbing. I bet you own a Fat Bastard action figure, don't you, Matt?
I don't. I only have Felicity Shagwell and this Austin.
Feels like.
I do have a replica penis pump and a replica manual. Penis pump and me. This kind of thing is my bag, baby. Signed by Austin Powers. Austin Danger Powers, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you probably own a penis pump in the book, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The penis pump in the book from the first one.
I
swear.
Yeah, dude. It's a replica one. It don't work, though.
And that's more.
It's like some fish tank siphon or something.
And that's more than the world needed. But
they put like a British flag sticker on there. Yeah.
Why, world, God, why? Oh, Matt, give me your birthday picks. I mean,
friend, one of my friends, friend of a friend, their parents had their last name was Powers, and 6 months before they released that this movie was going to come out, they named their kid Austin, and they were pissed when this movie came out.
That's great. Oh, you never know what you're going to get with Matt's birthday picks. But I will say, this was easier to watch than Last Action Hero. That was pretty hard to watch again. I think I made it all about
Gone in 60 Seconds?
I don't think that was a birthday pick.
You forget about Gone in 60 Seconds?
Roadhouse.
It was a birthday pick, but I did pick it.
Roadhouse was, I think I made it through Roadhouse just because I wanted to see what kind of crazy shit the movie was going to come up with next. But the movie was, I mean, overall, the movie's god awful. I mean, yeah. You know, other than a few scenes. This was more watchable than those two. I think with this, it just didn't hold up as well as I thought it would. I really didn't find it as funny as I did before. I think, I think the first and third one are funnier. I remember the third one the best, I guess, since it's the most recent. I remember the fake trailer at the beginning of it's really funny, you know, with Tom Cruise and all that. But this, yeah. I don't know. I think that's the biggest thing. But I'll be fair with it as a grade. I think it's a solid B. You know, I'm not going to be that harsh in the movie. I just didn't find it as funny as I did 20 years ago. You know, it's Mike Myers does a legit good job. Like I said, what's her name? Heather Graham is hot. I'd never realized that Basil's full name was Basil Exposition. That's why he's always explaining yes. things in the movies. I thought I was looking up on IMDb and I'm like, that's pretty clever. So I'll be fair and give it a B.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's not an A. It's definitely a B.
Yep, it's a B. But I probably give Goldmember a B plus, and Austin Powers an A because the first one made me laugh legitimately quite a bit, and this one was more okay,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think this one falls victim to a lot of the jokes go on too long, and if they shorten them up a little bit and made the jokes tighter, I think it's a funnier movie. Especially like the zip it joke that just goes on and on and on. It's like, okay, we get it. It's funny. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe that's where this movie,
if they would have ended it at, yeah, if they would have ended that joke at like, but before Suckle of My Zipple, I think it would have been
and then right on the money. The same thing with the disgusting scene where Fat Bastard's naked in bed and she's trying to put the homing device on him. The scene, it drags on for almost 10 seconds too long. Okay, he's gross. We get it, you know? And I think that might be where this movie lies victim, is a scene, maybe some of the jokes are a little too long. But we made it through it, and that brings us to, we had an argument over the top five this week. So you guys chose y'all's top five Austin Powers movie scenes, but I have a separate top five in honor of Matt's birthday. So I'm going to do my top five separately. We're going to do the Austin Powers one first, and then I'm going to do my top five.
This will be fun. I genuinely like whenever this your top five, Mark, reminds me of when Long did the what movies Matt would want to watch list. That was funny.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Nothing beats top five boats. So
it's hard to beat top five boats.
I'll no start comment, off first, Matt.
Go for it.
Top five scenes that I or top five moments from the trilogy, Austin Powers trilogy. Number five, the Dr. Evil Hard Knock Life video spoof.
Oh my god! Yes,
from Goldmember. I thought that was a pretty funny rap video.
That was good.
Meaning me, yeah, and then Dr. Evil wearing a prison do-rag and, you know, all that stuff. And then the chicks in the back shaking their booty with Mini-Me and him going down the street.
That was good, man. That was a good one.
Yeah. What's your number five?
I've got the first scene whenever he goes to the swinging pussycat lounge. And it's clearly a woman at first, and then you see, you know, the man changes in the cop's costume
with the mustache,
with the mustache.
Yeah.
And it's a Thunderball reference, and that's not a woman, that's a man. And he punches her, quote unquote. And they're like, oh, you hit a woman. He's like, no, baby. And then you know, he turns around. Where's Dr. Evil hiding? And Dr. Evil shoots him in the back, like a lot of the villains from the Connery era, where Connery's about to get some information from him, they just die. get shot off.
My number four is the shadow gag scene of the first shadow gag scene. Yep. While they're being peeped on by Dr. Evil's minions. lots of double entendres too, with Austin and Felicity, and then the visual to go with it. It's pretty funny as well. That's my number four.
I had the same one at number four. I just think it's hilarious. I mean, the smoke grenade that she accidentally pulls the pin on, it looks like he's just releasing gas out into the air. And then the gerbil and the friggin' rope.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh.
Right.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
My number three is the scene from Goldmember where Austin is trying to infiltrate the Japanese facility. And he's hiding behind a peeing statue.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
He accidentally unplugs the peeing statue, and then he has to try to pee to keep the guard from being suspicious.
Yes.
So he had, yeah. And then he eats
asparagus.
Yeah. And then the scene ends where he knocks out the Japanese security guard, and then the camera, the TV crew that's watching the security camera, they're watching, and it makes the statue look like it's peeing into the dude's mouth.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's a nice long gag. So
that was a funny scene. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. I have the penis rocket joke. That looks like a giant Johnson. Yes.
He would.
Man, it was like, I felt like it was the first of its kind. You know, whenever it first came out, you're just like, man, that's hilarious. That looks like a giant Woody Harrelson.
It's a long pun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, eh.
Pun. They could have cut it a little shorter. Yeah. I think they got it just right, like the length just, you know, the other penis reference.
Yeah.
They got the length of it just right in the third one. Whenever Ozzy ends it, and he's like, it's just a boob. It's just from the last one.
Number two, another reason why I like Goldmember is that they actually had some character development and stuff. And number two, Dr. Evil finally gets his laser sharks because his real son becomes more evil.
Yes.
And not to mention losing his hair.
And the evil laugh that he has.
Yeah.
It's like friggin' weird ass laugh.
It's a cry laugh.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my number two.
Number two for me is the fake trailer at the beginning of Goldmember. I just think it's, man, it was, that scene alone almost made me pick Goldmember this week. And I just, yeah, maybe I should have, but it's, man, that was just hilarious. Cause you think it's Austin and really it's,
well, that's the thing. Well, part of it, when you first saw that movie in theaters, it's so unexpected cause you had no idea. So yeah. It's a true audience moment when you're like, oh, that's, what's her name? What's his name? And I think that's why it works so well.
My number one favorite awesome power scene is from the first movie, and it's the introduction of Dr. Evil and his henchmen scene. And it's a fantastic fantastic scene where Dr. Evil introduces himself, and then he introduces each henchman. The Irish hitman want to hide his lucky charms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Mustafa, played by Will Ferrell, his death scene within that was pretty funny.
Funnier than this one, for sure.
Yeah. And then his death rolls.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And then... Within that same scene, Dr. Evil's ransom amount of $1 million.
Like, that's then, not exactly a lot of money these days.
$100 billion. That's my favorite Austin Powers scene, is that henchman roundtable.
And then Beavis and Butthead accidentally comes on the TV right afterwards for some reason, after he gets done ransom, you know, given his ransom. I forgot that that Princess Leia was in that movie.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, man. I completely forgot. So, for me, finally, number one, I went back to the first movie as well, Long. But for me, it's whenever he dances and makes the Fembots explode. He's like, no, baby, you can't resist me.
You like that scene? I thought it was okay.
I thought it was hilarious.
That's your number one?
Yep, that's my number one.
All right, Mark, pick things up.
Oh, man. Okay, so in honor of Matt's birthday, I had an idea for a top five characters that Matt wishes he could be in films. And this was very easy to make because we know Matt so well. And at number five...
They all Arnold?
No, they're not all Arnold. I that would have been too easy. Oh. I challenged myself a little bit. At number five, man, we know Matt would love to be Dominic Toretto. You know? I mean, he would want to walk around with his muscle shirt on. You can have any beer in the house as long as it's a Corona. That's Matt every day, and we know it. Okay. Yeah. At number four, another guy that we know Matt wants to be, and that's Star-Lord. I mean, he wants to walk around with his little cassettes on his head and thinks he's cool. And, you know, here's a guy who's just thieving around the universe, ends up in the thick of things with a massive, you know, Thanos. But, you know, Matt would want to be Star-Lord. At number three, I did not write down his character name, but a movie that Long already mentioned that Matt made us watch, and he wanted to be Nick Cage's character in Gone in 60 Seconds. I mean, just so he can drive the Shelby at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Memphis.
Yes. Or have the psychic ability to know that he's being surveilled.
Yes.
Yes. And move his hands around all weird and be crazy Nick Cage person. At number two, the character that's in the movie we watched today. I mean, if Matt could be a swinger from the 60s, I think Matt would do it. You know? I mean, Jackie's not going to approve of that, but Matt would do it. You know? Think he's God's gift to women. And at number one, at number one, I chose Arnold's character of Harry from True Lies. I mean, that's Matt all over. Come home to the hot wife, have a secret thing on the side, blowing shit up. That's Matt. He could be Harry from True Lies easily. And I didn't pick Terminator
I figured you would go with Trevor Slattery from Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
You know? Oh,
no. Yeah.
No, I had to stick with the Matt we know, you know. But
okay.
I was pretty on the money. I was pretty on the money. I have to say, that is scary. That's
scary. Well, you know. We know you too well, sir.
Yep.
So let's talk some news, man. We've got a lot of trailers set this week. PlayStation had their showcase yesterday. We got some game trailers. Spider-Man 2 is coming out, which looks like Peter and Miles are going to have to team up to take on Venom. And if you played the first game, you know at the end of the game they tease Venom as coming in part two, and sure enough, he's going to be there, and it looks fantastic. And but I don't have a PS5 yet, but it's not coming out till 2023, so maybe I'll have a PS5 by then. And the same company that made that, Insomniac Games, is making a Wolverine game. That I'm pretty excited about. My favorite Marvel character, I think Wolverine. I think those guys are going to make a really great Wolverine game. And then the last big announcement I saw is it's been a long rumored for a while now, but Knights of the Old Republic is getting a remake. It's official now. It's going to be a limited exclusive on PlayStation 5 to start. I think they said up to 8 months to a year, then it'll come out on Xbox. But, you know, arguably the most popular Star Wars game of all time. And from what I'm understanding, this is a complete remake from the ground up. It's not just like a remaster. So, do you guys see any of the trailers?
Yeah. And the one that intrigued me the most was the God of War.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that one, too. Yeah.
It looks fantastic. he gets to meet Thor finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after, and then, yeah, and his son is a little bit more older.
Yeah.
Boy.
I tell Michael that sometimes. I'm like, boy, don't make me talk like Kratos.
Yeah. Yeah. And some interesting exclusives coming out for the PlayStation 5. So
yeah,
I was pretty close in getting a PlayStation 5, but it was like, oh man, I need this money for plane tickets coming up in November. You know, yeah. So
man.
Yeah, and well that and too, it's like, you know, the first generation games, you always kind of want to wait, you know, and it looks like these newer batch of games just from the trailers look better and sharper than the first generation. So, you know, it's always good to wait a little bit. We got a trailer for the second season of Picard. You know, I watched the first season and enjoyed it. And looks like the second season is going to bring Q into the fold and the Borg Queen and doing with time travel and stuff. And it looked really pretty interesting. You know, Long, did you check out that trailer?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance yet, but I will tonight.
Yeah, that looks really good. We got a trailer for the next DC animated film, Injustice, which is based on the comics and video games where Superman is tricked into killing Lois Lane. And so that looks interesting. You know, kind of a cool concept, a kind of a what-if story of the DC universe. So I'm looking forward to that. And then
did you read Warner Brothers and comics, Mark?
No, I never read the comics. Just know from what I've read about things. So but, you know, all the DC anime, I've really enjoyed the DC animated stuff, you know, over the years. And so I definitely, and I think it's coming out pretty soon, like sometime in October here. It's pretty soon that Injustice comes out. It's October.
I wonder how many Injustice movies are going to make, or if they're going to just try and do it in one shot and make a variant of it. Because, man, I read up to year 5, I want to say. And, man, at that point, Superman, you know, they find a way to kill him, but he friggin' gets a friggin' yellow ring at the last minute before he dies and becomes a yellow lantern, a Kryptonian yellow lantern, and just unstoppable at that point.
Well, I think that's what people enjoyed about him is because there was no continuity to be withheld. They could do what they wanted with the characters, and it seems like the writers had a lot of fun with it. So sometimes those stories can be interesting, you know? And it could be cool. The Mad Max prequel Furiosa has been pushed back to 2024. Warner Brothers didn't really give an explanation. They just sort of announced that it's not going to come out till 2024. And, my first thought on that was, George Miller's not getting any younger. You know, it's like, I hope this movie gets made. Cause, you know, he's up there in age, you know, and I really want to see him do one more Mad Max film at least. We'll see, you know. But the last bit of news was the big trailer that hit yesterday. We finally got our first look at The Matrix Resurrections. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was kind of knocking this from the description of the trailer. It sounded like, oh, it just sounds like a reboot. But then I saw the trailer yesterday, and I totally changed my mind on it. And, man, it's a beautiful-looking trailer, and I'm kind of excited now. I'm like, wow, that looks actually really cool. Neo's looking a bit like John Wick these days, but that joke was intended. But man, I guess it. I felt like we didn't need another Matrix movie because I felt the story was told and what was already told. But at the same time, it looks like it might have some fresh ideas in it, and it could turn out to be really cool.
Yeah, it looks intriguing. I like to see how it's all portrayed with more modern technology now.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and I love
if they break any new ground.
Well, and if you notice, I loved in the trailer, they gave you a few quick shots of it looked like, you know, Neo kind of flipping over and doing some different stuff. It's almost like they didn't spill the beans on the new special effects and things they're going to try, but they gave you really quick glimpses. Because I watched the trailer like 4 times, and every time I was seeing something different. So it looks like there's going to be some really cool stuff in there, and they just aren't showing it all to us. I mean,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't die.
All right.
Yeah.
But,
kind of a downer of a trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we might have to cover the sequels before the new one comes out, but I'll talk to you about the after show because I have a plan for that. But that's all the news I have this week. But before we get out of here, let's preview next week's movie, which I just looked up a second ago. I almost forgot what it was. And it actually is a Keanu Reeves movie next week on the show. As we are going to talk about Speed.
All right, pop quiz. Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
What do you think? Shoot the hostage.
What?
Go for the good wound and he can't get to the plane with her. Clear shot.
You're deeply nuts, you know that?
All right, gentlemen, what we have here are 13 passengers in an express elevator. Bomb's already taken out cables. Bomber wants $3 million or he blows the emergency brakes.
Anything else that'll keep this elevator from falling?
The basement.
He can strike anywhere. At any time.
Will the mystery guest please sign in?
Why are they messing with me? Do they think I'm doing this for fun?
For L.A. cop Jack Travon.
Tell me again, Harry, why did I take this job?
Oh, come on, 30 more years of this, you get a tiny pension and a cheap gold watch.
Cool.
The game began.
Very exciting, Jack. Some close calls, huh?
When someone put the city of Los Angeles to the ultimate test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Now.
Are you insured?
Yeah, why?
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from your terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
Stay on or get off.
Get off.
This is much better.
Everybody hold on!
You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed. Get ready for Rush Hour.
It's a movie that was on our radar last year, and I for some reason, we never got around to it. I don't really know why. Speed was a huge hit when it came out. It turned Sandra Bullock into a star, and I've recently rewatched it, and it holds up remarkably well. You know, it definitely has a 90s movie feel to it, but a good 90s movie feel, with the great Dennis Hopper as a bad guy in it, and we won't even mention Speed 2 Cruise Control at all because that thing was terrible. But the first Speed is legit good movie. And so that should be a fun one to talk about next week on the show. And so looking forward to that. But Matt, happy birthday to you, dude.
Thank you, sir.
With the odd September 11th birthday, you know, as we talked about before when that day happened, people were like, oh, yeah, happy birthday, Matt. You know, but, you know, it's a day to reflect on America, but it's also a day to tell you happy birthday. And as you finally turn 13 tomorrow. So, yeah, we're glad.
Looking forward to it.
And
happy birthday, Matt.
Thanks, Long.
Remember, I'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
like a fly on the wall. Just make sure she doesn't use heels, man. No heels. You don't want to go to work.
No heels this time.
Go to work and start bleeding again. That would not be good.
No.
Crazy. But therubberradiopodcast.com, that is our website where you can find all your needs. And as always, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. And stay safe out there. And until next week, this has been Mark.
This has been Matt.
This is Long, the original Dr. Evil.
Yes. And then until next time, as always, remember, just go there and do it, baby.
Go there and do it. Yes. Go, baby.